WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're still burning pretty much out of control. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
These fires are just literally burning faster than firefighters can run in some cases.
That's Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott. Some of those firefighters on the front lines are also victims. Robert Nappy's home among the 3,500 buildings that have burned down in the Wine Country region.
It's one thing to be on the helping side, and then once you're on the receiving side, it's a whole other set of emotions.
Entire neighborhoods in some areas have nothing left but ash and burnt out shells of cars.
Cars that look like they went through Armageddon. At least 23 people have died in these fires, and that number is expected to potentially go up because hundreds of people are still missing.
Fox's Will Carr in Santa Rosa. There are a lot of evacuations still, and it's expected to be another windy day, which could help spread the nearly 24 fires. President Trump will get his pen out this morning to sign an executive order on health care after failed attempts in the Senate replacing Obamacare. This would let Americans buy insurance across state lines looking for cheaper plans and premiums. Opponents say it could drive up rates for older, sicker people who have Obamacare plans. This is the day after the president made another push for his tax cut plan. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump told a group of truckers in Pennsylvania his tax plan will give American families a $4,000 pay raise. He also said filing taxes will be easier.
H&R Block will not like Donald Trump very much. That's one company, I will tell you. They will not like me at all, and that's okay.
The president touted the basics of the plan, including a lower corporate tax rate and the end of the estate tax. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi issued a statement saying the tax plan is the same old trickle-down fairy tale that fills the pockets of wealthy Americans. Dave.
Rachel, another round of NAFTA negotiations is underway. President Trump has said he wants to rework that deal he calls bad between Mexico and Canada and the U.S. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, we help keep you safe. With security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance. So you can feel at home, wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than a dollar a day. ADT. Home. Safe home.
Harvey Weinstein has reportedly gone to Arizona for rehab. TMZ says he took a private jet last night after all the allegations of sexual misconduct got the famed Hollywood producer fired from his own company. At his lawyer's office yesterday, Weinstein was spotted holding up two middle fingers to photographers. Outside his daughter's house, he said he's got to get help. We all make mistakes, and he's hoping for a second chance.
Hillary Clinton is expanding on her thoughts about the sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein with CNN.
I was just sick. I was shocked. I was appalled. It was something that was just intolerable.
She added this was a different side of a person that she had known for many years, but she still considered him to be a friend.
People in Democratic politics for a couple of decades appreciated his help and support.
Throughout Clinton's political career, Weinstein raised about $1.5 million for Democrats, according to data from the Campaign Finance Tracking Center for Responsive Politics. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
As for the donation she got, Clinton said she'll pay it forward in the 10% of her income she already gives to charity. The Girl Scouts are upset. The Boy Scouts are now competing with them, allowing girls to join.
Cub Scouts starting next year, then all the way up to Eagle Scout through the Boy Scout program. It won't be completely co-ed. Cub Scout dens will be boy or girl only, with the kids coming together in Scout packs. Those packs can be just boys, just girls, or both.
Fox's Chris Foster. Girl Scout officials suggest the Boy Scouts need new revenue in dealing with declining membership. The Yankees have advanced to baseball's Final Four. New York beat and eliminated Cleveland last night 5-2 to advance to face Houston in the American League Championship Series. In the NL, the Nationals shut out the Cubs to force a final game of that series tonight. On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Diane is making her way in. Grace is here to help as well today. You got a little weather for me.
Areas of fog and drizzle before noon, then mostly cloudy and a high today of 65. Tonight, areas of patchy fog and an overnight low of 55. Friday night, Friday, patchy fog early and becoming sunny and warmer with a high of 77. And Saturday, game day for our Illini, it's partly sunny with a chance of a couple showers or thunderstorms and a kickoff temperature at 74 with a high of the day around 80. And it's currently 56.
Yeah, I think it's tailgating. I think you can do shorts. I mean, it's going to be 60s, 70s. Definitely do some shorts. Don't you think? I mean, shorts.
Sure.
I mean, because if you're, depending on where you're sitting, I think 11 a.m. if you're on the west, you'll get some sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then at about 1:30, you'll be on the east, right? I can't keep it straight.
We have to soak up the warm fall. It's still barely here.
Here's my question. If the girls can join the boys, can the boys join the girls?
Right.
I don't understand.
Maybe we should just have Scouts of America.
Well, I don't understand why the Boy Scouts are allowing girls and the Girl Scouts should allow boys. And then, what the heck? Aren't you competing with the girls? Wait a minute.
Well, that's why the Girl Scouts are upset.
Can you be both?
Administration aspect.
No. Can you be both? So Girl Scout cookies and popcorn.
Right.
I mean,
maybe mint. Popcorn.
But what's the point? Didn't they work together? You were a Girl Scout, right?
I was a Girl Scout,
yeah.
We kind of had our own deal.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't get it.
And I kind of liked that.
Yeah, especially in that stage of life.
Yeah, as a second grader, it would be interesting to go in with a room of all boys.
But I don't understand it. 359-2255, you can help me, Stevie J, understand this. I don't get it. I thought we had a Girl Scouts. Now the Girl Scouts need to open up for the boys, and then I won't get that either because the boys have the Boy Scouts. Please, somebody, help me.
And again, maybe we should just combine resources and say Scouts and just have that going strong in these communities so that it is boys and girls together on their campus.
Is there a Girl Scout equivalent of an Eagle? Do the girls have an Eagle?
We have juniors, and then I think it graduates into Explorers, and I think that is boys and girls, and they do a lot of trips. I know my sister Susan has a 50-year Girl Scout pin. She's still active in Washington, D.C.,
so cool.
Writes the books on how to get the patches and badges.
I'd like to know what Susan thinks about this.
Yeah, maybe we should give her a call.
She's a 50-year Girl Scout?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she'd have an opinion about this.
Yeah, she probably would.
You stinky boy, stay in your own thing.
But in any case, Explorers went on ski trips. I mean, my sister went over to Italy with the Scouts.
It's one of those you go, what? They're doing... Why?
I know. I had a second take.
Okay. All right. So I'm not the only one that saw the Boy Scouts now allowing girls when there's a perfectly good scouting program for girls already. Okay. We're going to talk to, I think I might have been dreaming. I was up early today trying to move my old body. And I swear I saw Carly Shimkus eating an Oreo at 5 a.m. So Carly's going to join us, I think, in a few moments.
Okay, gotcha.
It was like one of those, wait a minute, is she eating an Oreo at 5 a.m.?
Well, I know that we've seen thin Oreos, so maybe that's trending
now.
Well,
it was some smelling different Oreo. They put new smells on
and
the
they
Oreo.
They have so many different styles of Oreo.
In my old days, Grace, I would have had a dozen of those.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But now if I put one next to you, you just throw it away immediately, which is a good thing.
I just can't do it anymore.
Wow. Good thing.
It's
a strength.
I was at a benefit yesterday where they had that puppy chow.
Oh, so good. That stuff is just, once you start, you can't stop.
Fortunately, Diane walked right on by.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Now, Gracie, I also trying to get Grace to quit eating late, too. How's that going?
Actually, the Vassy Unites has been okay, but that is probably the biggest thing I struggle with.
Yeah.
I've just tried to keep a tea kettle nearby.
Okay.
So then if I'm hungry at night,
a cup of tea.
Yes. Okay. I try to have like a cup of chamomile tea. So caffeine free, but it's still tricky because the fridge is right there, and I try to stick to like Brussels sprouts or broccoli late at night, but I still am trying to avoid that. Still
why is it? It's not just us, right? It's hard.
Why do people
graze at 11 at night?
Well, and if you do the 4 hours before bedtime, really, for someone like us, Stevie, going to bed at 9 or whatever,
Who goes to bed at 9?
You're eating like at 4 or 5. And that's it.
Yes.
You know, it's so hard.
I can eat at 7:38 because I go to bed about midnight.
Is that right? The cool thing about you,
yeah, you do go to bed so late. But the cool thing about you is you have a discipline that's insane.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I would definitely say
so. I think so, too.
I definitely think so.
Well, probably because I got to come talk about it. Because
there's no question.
You didn't walk by the puppy chow, and I don't get that. You had to come talk about it, too.
Well, it was a benefit.
I don't care.
For benefit. $1 a bag.
Well, just give them $1 and keep the bag. I've done that before with these. I've never, ever in my life turned down a child at my door for selling something, but I have given them money and had them keep it.
Same with bake sales and things like that.
I mean, I've given them money and said, you can keep it because I don't eat that. And they kind of stare at me and walk away.
I think there's also something that goes when you say, I can't eat something versus I don't eat something.
Ah.
Because when you have it in your brain that you don't eat something, then it's not even a question. But when you can't eat something, it's like,
there's some medical something.
Almost, yeah. You're just like, make an excuse for yourself of why you don't eat those things.
But why do I find myself walking fast past the Boy Scouts popcorn sales at Sam's? Because I just bought one. So you walk out and you're a jerk because you didn't buy another one.
Right.
So it's kind of tough. And you go,
It is tough.
And the little kids, they're not more than 7.
I know.
Come on. At least have them get acne. So they're a little older. They can handle it. But, I mean, the 7-year-old.
And especially if they have guts enough to ask you.
No,
sometimes they just stay timid and don't ask you. And then I can walk by.
All the moms and dads out there, you know, really putting the time in trying to help is awesome.
Right.
Okay. Listen, it's a warning light. The red light is flashing.
Right.
I don't feel very good about the Cubbies tonight. I think this is danger time. And they got stung. They got stung in Wrigley in an awful weather day. And, of course, Strasburg was ridiculously good.
Was there some kind of...
He had the flu.
Oh, he did.
But the Washington Nationals just didn't handle it very well. They just said, you know, it's Sunday. We're hoping he gets to pitch this week. He's throwing up. He's not, you know, he just come out and tell everybody because the way it was presented yesterday is he couldn't pitch because he had a cold or something.
Or wheezing during his run.
Yeah, so he had the full-blown flu.
Well, and then I heard another off story that says he was complaining about mold in his hotel room.
Yeah, the mold hotel room story was all over the place where what'd they do? Set that up intentionally? Put them in a hotel with mold? Huh? I mean, come on. I don't know. Anyway, the Nats win. It's Game 5 decider tonight in Washington. We got that coming up in a moment. Okay, Houlihan's Restaurant. Nice place to go. Why don't you go say hey to Sam? Diane loves the spiralized zucchini pesto salad.
It's delicious.
The Southern California fish tacos are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Huge panko fried shrimp.
Yes.
For dessert, bourbon pecan. You don't eat dessert. This is bogus.
I don't do dessert, but I have seen that pecan pie, and it looks awesome, too.
I like the wedge steak salad.
Ooh, yes. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Anyway, the hours, let's see, Champaign Urbana to Houlihan's right at 1st and St. Mary's Road, Monday through Thursday, 6:30 in the morning to 10 for breakfast, 11 to 10 p.m. for the rest of the day for lunch and dinner. Friday's expanded hours are open till 11 p.m. Saturday night, 11 p.m. as well. And Sunday, 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. So all day Sunday, they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So go say hey to my friend Sam. It's Houlihan's, south of the State Farm Center. Houlihan's, iHotel Conference Center, best property in downstate Illinois.
It's wonderful.
Enjoy.
At 359-2255, I agree with Diane. In this day and age, Scouts of America would be the way to go.
Okay.
Have a great day,
Lori. Good idea, Diane.
All righty.
It's called Merge City. How do the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts feel? Who runs the, who runs the cash box?
Well, I'll
run that. Going. No, wait a minute. Barbara's running that. No, I want to run the cash box.
And it is tricky. Sometimes you'll have a pack of Scouts with only like 5. Sometimes you'll only have 3 in the Girl Scout.
Yeah.
Maybe if you merge them, you have better numbers. I don't know.
All right. Quarter after, Grace in to help us this morning. She's got our sports headlines.
Chicago Cubs season is on the line tonight in Washington, D.C. The Nationals stunned the Cubs yesterday in Wrigley Field 5-0. with the big blow going to Michael A. Taylor.
A fly ball to right center field and deep. Back goes Ian Happ back near the track at the wall. And Happ will not have a chance. That's a grand slam for Michael A. Taylor. Opposite field, grand slam to right, and the Nationals lead 5-0.
So the Nationals host the Cubs in our nation's capital in Game 5 with Kyle Hendricks going against Gio Gonzalez. First pitch at 7:08 and heard on our sister station, US 105.9.
Anybody else kind of have a bad feeling? 359-2255. You know, since the Cardinals are out, I'm rooting for the Cubs. I want the Cubs to advance all the way. We got them on US 105.9. So I want, it's our team. I mean, on US, I'm rooting for us.
Yes.
And I don't know. Diane, you're a Cub fan.
I am. I'm looking forward to the game. I'm wearing Cubby blue today.
How do you feel about the game?
I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous, too. Okay.
Kyle Hendricks to the mound. Gio Gonzalez is the likely start.
He's supposed to start. Fox Sports 1 was saying Max Scherzer. I said, he pitched Monday.
Right.
You can't pitch Tuesday, whatever day it was.
He won't start.
No, he's scheduled to start game one against the Dodgers, and it'll be Scherzer and Kershaw, Kershaw, the star for the Dodgers, so that would be a heck of a matchup. But the Cubs want to go. So the Cubs need to win tonight on the road, and it's a nervous city, and I know all the Cubbies are nervous, and we'll see what happens. Good game in the American League race.
The Yankees stunned the Cleveland Indians last night, 5-2, winning the ALDS and advancing the American League Championship Series against Houston. Yankee D.D. Gregorius was your hitting star.
Gregorius again!
The team that won 24 in a row just lost. That's crazy. They were the best team in the American League, I thought. Anyway, Yankees come from behind.
Houston and New York play game one in Houston beginning Friday night. And the Fighting Illini are getting ready for Rutgers on Saturday.
Yeah, it's Foundation Weekend.
All right.
Yeah, Jeff George will get his second start at quarterback, and the Illini are favored over the Scarlet Knights by 2.5 points.
Okay. Awesome. Go Illini.
It started at 3, and it's down to 2.5. It's kind of going to be close, I think. And we'll see how Jeff George does in week 2 of starting. And hopefully, if he eliminates a couple of those interceptions, he'll be dynamite. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Did you hear Condoleezza Rice is in the committee to rework the inner workings of basketball for the college realm? Hopes to clean up the sport.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Great. Isn't that special? How would she possibly do that?
I don't know, but they've got a commission on college basketball.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. Uh-huh. I'm all for it, but good luck, because this has been going on an awful long time.
I think Condoleezza Rice is a great gal.
Oh, are you kidding? She should run for president. I mean, Condi Rice for president? By the way, that's Erica Harold's bestie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when she was Miss America, Erica Harold wanted to talk and sit with one person. Condoleezza Rice.
She hopes to rework the relationship that the NCAA has with apparel companies, non-scholarship basketball agents, and advisors.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she's got some things starting to formulate in her committee.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. It does not take out the factor that is a kid that has nothing, his family has nothing, and they're being offered bag money. How do you ever stop that? They don't have any money.
Should we?
I don't know.
I mean,
you're not supposed to do it. It's called cheating based on the NCAA rules.
Right. Maybe they should loosen that up.
Well,
I don't know.
But then if you pay players, which is kind of what you're doing with a scholarship, we'll go ahead and give money. The problem is somebody else can give more. That's always the problem. We're only supposed to give them $500,000. Oh, somebody gave them $1 million. Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. Everybody cheats. Just forget it. Let's go back to Red Rover and PE class and just forget the whole thing. All right, let's check our ESPN 93.5 weather. Grace has that.
Area of fog and drizzle before noon, then mostly cloudy and a high today of 65. Tonight, areas of patchy fog and overnight low of 55. Friday, patchy fog in the early times of the day and becoming sunny and warmer at a high of 77. Saturday, game day for our Illini, is partly sunny with a chance of a couple showers or thunderstorms and a kickoff temperature at 74 with the high of the day around 80. And it's currently 56.
All right, weather brought to you by Hunter's Haven. Let your child have more than cake and ice cream on their big day. Book their archery birthday party. Hunter's Haven in Champaign off Bloomington Road, 359-1920. 359-1920. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. I have colonnade tickets for the game Saturday.
Fancy.
Movie trivia is next. Stand by. ESPN 93.5 720.
From the Fox Business Network, J.P. Morgan Chase surprised Wall Street with stronger than expected business in the summer quarter. However, its trading business was disappointing. Amazon is adding 120,000 jobs this holiday season at its 75 fulfillment centers. Amazon says thousands of holiday part-time employees last year became full-time staff, and Amazon expects to continue that this year. Teenagers prefer Amazon for shopping. A new study from Piper Jaffray says 49% of teen shoppers prefer Amazon, up 6% from the spring. Second place is Nike, followed by American Eagle, eBay, and Forever 21. And Americans are ordering more pizza. Domino's says its sales at existing stores increased more than 8% in the summer quarter. The Dow was up 42 yesterday to a record. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Stand-up comedy returns to Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana on October 20th and 21st. Join us for some laughs as Tom Clark and Adam Burke provide their original and funny comedy. Tom Clark has appeared on such shows as TBS's Conan, CBS's Late Late Show, The Bob and Tom Radio Show, and Comedy Central's Premium Blend. Dinner and a show packages are now available for sale inside Addie's Bar and Grill. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Visit addies.net for more information.
Here's a Ferris wheel on the quad, Diane, that's coming up. Grace, the Ferris wheel
this
on
Friday, yep.
On the quad.
Nice. On the quad. And they've been doing construction all week to have this huge, like, little structure over it. So if it rains or anything, it's covered. And it's really nice. It looks really cool.
Is it like the kids' one we go on the county fair? I mean, is this a real
little one? No. I don't know what to expect for the Ferris wheel. I just know that it's this huge structure, and I doubt.
Am I invited? Is this a public thing?
It's on the quad. Yeah.
On the quad.
It's funny. The first thing I thought of was Navy Pier's Ferris wheel.
Well, that's so.
That's kind of the image I'm getting, too.
I'm expecting
that would be awesome.
A 400-foot Ferris wheel.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm about to hit Folinger Auditorium. Watch out. Watch it. Put your feet in.
It is right in front of Folinger, right when you walk out of it.
And so, presumably, I can get a ride.
Oh, yeah, I would say so. I don't think they're going to say no.
Nobody can ride it, but look at it. Take a look at that. Look at that.
Well, it is Foundation Weekend, so maybe they're planning some new things for folks to do.
Yeah, I think it's about time that our university has some kind of fun traditions that are, like, a little lighthearted, but something that we can kind of build on annually.
Never heard of Ferris wheels on the quad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I've got colonnade tickets. These are the fancy schmancy ones that you have to take an elevator to get to?
Right. It's a suite where a lot of people dress up a little more than they would if they're in the stands, and there's lots of food. And
it's kind of a fun deal. You can sit outside, but you can walk inside, get, get some eats and all that. And then if you know anybody down the hall in the suite, hi.
Hey, you're up here too.
I know. Barbara, who is that? Could you ask him to leave? I've got two tickets to the Colonnade, $70 each, $140. Movie trivia. You have to identify the movie and the instrument.
Oh.
You remember Terry McCartney? We worked together at the Gazette.
I do.
Terry is an outstanding human being. He told me he played 43 instruments.
You're kidding.
Nathaniel and I couldn't name 43 instruments.
He's the kind of guy that just does everything.
He's fifth cousins to Paul.
Yes, he is.
And he can play like crazy. So we started thinking, I said, it would be kind of fun to do identify the instrument. So you have to name this instrument. And the name of the movie, 359-2255. So it's kind of a two-parter. I don't know. Maybe we should do it via phone. Yeah, you're driving. I don't know.
I don't mind. Either way.
Okay.
Maybe we should let the number determine it. If we say number 10,
okay.
if it's on the phone, we'll mix and match.
All right, phone and text. Let's take the 20th one with the correct response.
All right.
I want the instrument and the movie title.
Playing.
All right, if you think you know, a touching scene. He finally reached her. He said, think of a sunset because her hair was red. 359-2255, the name of the instrument, name of the movie. These are big shot tickets. They're $140, 70 each, colonnades. You're in the big seats. And we're rooting for you. The instrument and the movie title.
Don't stop playing.
Business is our business. From appropriate lending strategies to retirement plans for employees, Busey will help navigate your financial challenges. With experience working with a variety of industries, Busey has innovative ideas and proactive solutions to help meet your needs and reach your goals. For a top partner for your bottom line, call 1-800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
From restoring damage in just one room to an entire building, turn to the ServPro cleanup team that served our local community for the past 25 years. The ServPro of Champaign, Urbana, and Vermilion County restoration specialists are trained and here to help. When fire or water damage strike your home or business, strike back by calling the Green Trucks or visit them online at ServProChampaignUrbana.com. They're faster to any size disaster, and they'll make it like it never even happened. ServProChampaignUrbana.com. Randy, what do you think?
Well, I think it's the Piccolo, and the movie is Mr. Holland's Open.
50% right. I'm sorry, my friend.
Don't stop playing.
Darn. Mitch, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
All right. Give me both answers here.
All right. It's the clarinet and Mr. Holland's Open.
Well,
very good.
Mitch,
nicely done.
Now, how would we know this?
I had a great music education teacher, and I watched that music in my fifth grade music appreciation class.
Oh, nice. Fifth grade. Oh, man. What was the name of your teacher?
Mr. Joe Wolf. He was a longtime educator in four schools, and he actually taught myself. He spent some time down at Atwood Hammond High School and in the Atwood School District.
Where
great educator.
Where is Joe?
He currently resides in Atwood.
Well, if you see him, because I know Joe Wolf, he was a terrific guy at Centennial. And talked to him on the radio many times in the past decades. Mitch, you win. It's colonnade time for you, big hitter.
Ready for it.
Woo!
Go, Illini.
Come on, man. Yeah. Mitch will be taking the elevator today. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
You're the man. Go, Illini, my friend. Thank you for paying attention to fifth grade.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right, buddy.
Hang on. I'll get some information from you.
Hold on, Mitch.
Barefoot in the Park, bass clarinet, Wizard of Oz with the flute. What?
Wizard of Oz?
Come on, Lindy.
Come on, Lindy. Come on, baby.
Mr. Holland's opus, oboe and piano.
Okay.
I had the oboe thought before. Yeah. We've talked about that before.
Oboe has a little different sound, but the clarinet sounds good. Gracie, we got to get that movie. You have not seen Mr. Holland's opus.
It's
really good.
I haven't seen a lot of
classics. Well, I mean, that's a 1990s
thing. Brad said Casablanca and French horn.
Not quite.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's okay. Yeah, I think we're going to name the instrument some more because I think it's kind of fun. Because it is not easy either. All right, but Mr. Holland's Opus, we're going to get you'll like that.
I would love to.
You'll like that. It's sentimental. Yeah. It's kind of fun. All right, live from the White House, John Decker coming up.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. An American woman and her Canadian husband are released by their captors in Afghanistan, along with three children born in captivity. It's been 5 years. Caitlin Coleman and Josh Boyle were captured hiking in 2012.
Fox News has learned that the Pakistani army transferred this American woman and her family to American control. This was a diplomatically led effort. U.S. Special Operations Forces were not used in the rescue. The family was last seen in a hostage video last December pleading with then-President Obama to help them.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. More people are told to leave their homes in Northern California with wildfires spreading.
When we were actually leaving, fire on both sides of us, we were driving through the fire.
A lot of homes are gone, with more than 3,500 buildings burned since those fires broke out on Sunday, and at least 23 people found dead in the forecast today. Wind gusts and low humidity. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Managing your finances has never been easier than now at the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul, your SJ Broadcasting financial expert. Stop by one of our branches today and open a new Illini Plus checking account. You'll thank yourself later because this benefit-packed account combines savings and security all in one place. With no minimum balance required, Illini Plus checking at the U of I Community Credit Union offers tons of features like ID Protect, cashback member rewards, travel and leisure discounts, and cellular telephone protection. This great account is waiting for you, and it's convenient with over 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs. That's right, 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Let us be your financial coaches, because no one cheers louder and works harder for the community than the U of I Community Credit Union.
All right, 732. We good? Cue the band. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is. How are you, my friend? It's John Decker, live in the White House.
Hey there.
Diane's here.
Stevie, how are you?
I'm
Thank
great.
You so much for that nice introduction.
My daughter Gracie is here.
Hi. Hey, I think that needs to be your ringtone.
That's right.
I mean, can you imagine if that went off at one of those journalistic things? Go. Okay, something happened to Decker. He just fell off the deep end, man.
That's a good idea, Gracie, though. I like that.
Really fun. All right, at the White House, I'm trying to keep up here, so we're not increasing our nukes by 10 times, I guess, and we are doing tax cuts plus health care and everything else today.
That's right. A lot of stuff on the agenda. The president in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, yesterday to talk up his tax reform plan, cutting both corporate taxes and also individual income tax rates. And the president today signing an executive order that would impact Obamacare. This particular executive order would make it easier for Americans to buy health insurance plans and circumvent a lot of those rules that were put in place by Obamacare. But also keep in mind, this is likely to face some legal challenges. I would not be surprised to see some Democratic state attorneys general bring a lawsuit challenging what the president will sign a little bit later this morning.
Would there be any tax deal the Democrats would go for? If you said, I'm raising taxes on the rich by 10%, yeah. Chuck Schumer would come out and said he's just trying to help his rich friends. They have not changed their script for 30 years.
Right, yeah. Well, the answer is I can't imagine any tax deal that would please Democrats. They've already said, you know, we don't want any deal which would raise the deficit, you know, so that's problematic. You know, how are you going to pay for your tax cuts? And then second of all, they don't want to give a win to the president.
Right,
so
exactly.
I don't think the president can count on Democrats on this particular issue. That being said, you know, there are some Democrats who are up for re-election next year who are going to face some tough re-election races, you know. Democratic senators from West Virginia, for instance, and North Dakota and Indiana, all facing tough re-election races. Perhaps the president can pick off a Democrat or two in the Senate. In the House, it's going to be a lot tougher, though, Evie.
Yeah, but there's going to be primaries with Republicans. It's just, I think the midterms are going to be probably something we've never seen.
I think the midterms, we don't know. I mean, it's a year away, a little over a year away. But we don't know what, the landscape's going to look like 6 months from now. Will the president 6 months from now have a tax deal, that he's signed and a victory that he can claim? You know, that may change, the dynamics heading into the midterm elections. Will he be able to get all the Republicans that he needs on board to repeal and replace Obamacare? If that happens, and it could, that could change the dynamics heading into the midterm. So, there's a lot of unknowns that still need to be figured out.
Well, what do you think is going to happen, Mr. Decker?
I think that the president is more likely to get tax reform done than he is a repeal and replace for Obamacare. Although, having said that, I think that he can get some changes certainly enacted, like the executive order he'll sign today, and some other things that he can do without completely repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. But I think that more likely by the end of the year, I would not be surprised to see a tax reform bill on the president's desk that
he
can sign.
Wow. I'm a little, because I don't think there's any way Bob Corker votes for anything, and I don't think you're ever getting John McCain. Never should have said, I like guys that don't get caught. That was bad.
Look, I think that there's no doubt about it that John McCain and Bob Corker are not friends or not fans, of President Trump. That being said, I think that despite the fact that they're not fans of President Trump, they are supportive of tax reform, both John McCain and Bob Corker, although Bob Corker is a deficit hawk. So I think that is the area where the president needs to sell Bob Corker, is explaining to him how you're going to pay for the tax cut.
Okay. Grace, a journalism student, what's your question?
Should the president tweet as much as he does?
I think the president, his tweeting has helped him quite a bit, but it's also hurt him. So it's just a matter of, what the substance is of the tweets, right? I think that power that he has through the Twitter account is awesome. It's something that President Obama really didn't take advantage of. Mm-hmm. But he's got to be careful about how he uses that power. Mm-hmm. When you go out and use your Twitter account to take personal shots, not just on, substance or policy, Gracie, but personal shots at Bob Corker, calling him little Bob Corker. That's not helping matters, right?
And Donald Trump spent his whole life getting attention. Maybe he just doesn't realize the gravity of where he is now. don't do a little Bob Corker. Just don't do that.
Yeah, that's the thing that's troubling, he should... He should refrain from doing that. And I had a conversation last week with the chief of staff of the White House, General Kelly, and he told me, he has no control over the president's Twitter account.
So funny.
He has, he's not the gatekeeper. If the president wants to tweet something, he tweets it.
All right, we're going to call you in a week. I know that, you guys aren't covering Harvey Weinstein, but around the Tom Hanks coffee maker, it's got to be the buzz.
Well, look, this is an unbelievable story. It is the buzz, I think everywhere in the country. And I think it's also a story, the fact that, it was sort of the worst kept secret in Hollywood. And a lot of individuals that were certainly in the know sort of protected him.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. It really is.
Okay, my friend. We'll call you next week. Thank you, John Decker.
Excellent.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks. John Decker, live in the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. What did Geraldo call Harvey Weinstein? A pig?
I don't know, but...
He's a pig.
He's being called the super predator right now.
Yeah, and so I'm supposed to feel bad because he's feeling suicidal and has to check into a sex rehab? That's supposed to make me feel bad? Do you know how many women he harmed? Unbelievable. I think pig's a good one. Geraldo Rivera?
Mm-hmm.
Federal liberal. Called him a pig. I mean, and then again, NBC, New York Times had this story 12 years ago. Hmm. And why did we not run it?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How many women between now and then?
Right, man. How many payoffs?
Yeah, payoffs and just a nasty guy.
Right.
7:40.
Hillary's saying appalled and astonished.
I'm sorry.
And
appalled and shocked, really.
Right, and that's not the guy she knew.
Uh-huh.
There's guys like that.
Oh, yeah, that's you right. Well, she didn't know anybody like her husband that did stuff like that either.
Right.
Come on, man.
Just look away.
Enabler, maybe. You know, women are in situations they enable, they let it go because they don't want what would that cause the breakup of the family and all. I get that. But the guys, you know, I focus directly on the men, you know, to just not be like that.
Right. And we've come a long way.
From what?
Here's the text in saying Donald Trump has been accused just as many times and talking about...
Of Harvey Weinstein? He has not. He's been accused of talking dirty to Billy Bush. But he has, Harvey, you're telling me that, okay, well, we'll disagree on that.
Right.
Harvey Weinstein is a guy that was doing this nightly, taking young actresses into his care, giving
terrible.
Them special tours of his studio.
Right.
This guy's a predator pig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, we're going to do this. Coming back with sports in just a moment.
Okay.
ESPN 93.5.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hey, it's D. Brown, reminding all my fellow Salad Meister fans that they have their own app for pickup and delivery. I use the app to skip the line so I can prepay and be out in seconds. Download the app today.
Salad Meister, now open in Champaign. Stop by today for a fresh salad or wrap.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Lebatard and Stu Gatz.
It's such a growing sport with the kids, tomorrow's players. I've been hearing that for 40 years. The kids that people were talking about are now like me, fat and in old age.
Still waiting.
Oh, still waiting.
Yep. Let's go.
Still waiting.
Seems like you're coming around to my side here.
I will never do that.
Oh.
On this subject because
I'm tired of U.S.
You're
soccer.
You're so woefully ill-informed.
Everyone's talking about the soccer growth here in the United States.
Look,
please, it translates into nothing.
Okay, I am not a soccer expert. I do not pretend to be one on the radio. I don't, like you, though, wave my ignorance around as a defense for all of my opinions on things when you don't seem to know much of anything.
Soccer's dead.
Okay, very good.
All right, seriously, it's done.
All right.
Like, if this kid is so good, he's the prodigy, and they're still not good enough to make it to the World Cup, I got news for you. Soccer in the United States, it's dead.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Done.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay.
It's time for some straight talk. Green, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. It's kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback.
For the price of a backup
kicker. Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel on the quad, part of featuring a number of things. Your brother started the drone club.
Yes.
And
yes.
Benjamin got the drone club out there in the quad.
And it's cool because they're only featuring a few things. Yeah,
eight
of the University of Illinois.
Benjamin got in on the droning is so hot right now.
Yeah.
And the
yeah,
drone club
definitely.
Went from 0 to 60 in 2 minutes. How many people wanted to be involved?
Uh-huh.
They had 100 and some people sign up, didn't they?
They had pages and pages of names.
People wanted to get in the drone because they want
to
all fly for Amazon or something.
Benjamin.
I don't know what's going on there.
He's such an awesome kid.
Here we go. Let's check your sports headlines. Grace has the latest. And boy, our friend Anthony Martin was at the game yesterday, and he didn't like what he saw. Eesh.
The Chicago Cubs season is on the line tonight in Washington, D.C. The Nationals stunned the Cubs yesterday in Wrigley Field 5-0 with the big blow going to Michael A. Taylor.
A fly ball to right center field and deep. Back goes Ian Happ back near the track at the wall. And Happ will not have a chance. That's a grand slam.
He just got it in the basket. It was a wind whipping in.
Yep.
It was raining. And how could he hit it that far?
So the Nationals host the Cubs in our nation's capital in Game 5 with Kyle Hendricks going against Gio Gonzalez. First pitch at 7:08 and heard on our sister station, US 105.9.
Go Cubs!
Yeah.
Come on.
And the Yankees stunned the Cleveland Indians last night, 5-2, winning the ALDS and advancing the American League Championship Series against Houston. Yankee D.D. Gregorius was your hitting star.
Gregorius again!
Kluber pitch, the best pitcher in the American League, and Gregorius hits two home runs in his first two at-bats at Cleveland? Cleveland won 24 in a row or something? Unbelievable. They're out. That's baseball, and the Yankees are hot, and Houston's the team that's got to beat the Yankees now because the Yankees are playing with house money. Nobody thought this would happen.
Houston and New York play Game 1 in Houston beginning Friday night. And the Fighting Illini are getting ready for the Rutgers Saturday. Jeff George will get his second start at quarterback. And the Illini are favored over the Scarlet Knights by 2.5 points. Go Illini.
Yeah, go Illini. They had media day for the basketball team. Brad Underwood ticket sales, by the way. Oh, listen to this. You can get, is it right? Is this possible? There are 18 home games. I can get a $125 package. That's amazing.
Get
now, I don't think you're sitting on the court,
right.
But
you
you're
might be.
In.
Hey, change that light bulb.
I don't
bulb
care.
Over there.
So what? I'm in the house.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mark my words. This is for you to get. What is that math? I've got to do this here. 125 divided by 18. That's $7 a ticket. Really?
That's fabulous.
That's half an IMAX or something.
Wow.
You're going to, listen, the tickets, you're not going to get cheap tickets like that very often. This is just kind of in the transition. You're going to like Brad Underwood. You're going to like his style. He pushes the ball, and you're going to like the way they play some defense, too. Unbelievable. All right, at LSU, Diane spent some time in Louisiana.
Yes, I did.
Baton Rouge, student dies, hazing.
We just need to really strongly reinforce the idea that we are adults. We need to take responsibility. We're not kids anymore. We're not in high school. And that we have to do better at representing our school.
They shut down the frat. The kid had 6 times the legal limit. That's like a 4.8.
Wow.
And, oh, man.
And he died. Mm. Oh, what a shock. Hazing. They let him. He choked. They let him. They laying on the floor. Let him die.
Oh,
they walked
man.
Out and left him alone. I don't know. Gracie, we have a big fraternity campus here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fraternity
sorority. It's the biggest in the nation.
It's number one.
Big Greek life, yeah.
Big Greek life.
I think 65 different sororities and fraternities.
I don't think Grace has actually been there, but we know some stories.
Yes, definitely know some stories. Have not been there.
So
we've all heard some stories.
Hazing is not allowed here, but I'm sure we hear stories.
And it's crazy the type of person... And I didn't believe this going into it, but you'll meet someone your freshman year, first few weeks of class, and by the end of rush and initiation, this person is a completely different person.
Really?
Like, their whole mentality of who they are, their identity. It's crazy how associated it becomes to the fraternity that you get in.
How much is drinking part of the culture?
Oh, unfortunately, I would say that kind of is the culture.
Right.
In Greek life, that's a lot of the motive to be part of it. However, there are exceptions.
Yeah.
Because I stand with those people that there are exceptions that people just want a community and a networking group, and that's mm-hmm. a perfect way to do it as well.
Would you say that most of the Greek life here does?
I would say most do.
Okay.
But I would also say that there are maybe a minority, but there is a group.
It doesn't that, drink.
Yes. Or knows their limits.
Okay.
And is responsible
right.
about it.
If you're 21 and you want a beer, you can have a beer.
That's right.
You just shouldn't drink 24 of them. Right? I mean...
Oh, absolutely.
But
that's the whole point of alcohol and drinking in general. It's knowing your limits and knowing when to stop and knowing what's responsible.
Well, why do you think, and you're around this all the time, why do they want to go get so drunk that they don't remember? I don't get that.
You know, that's something that I don't yet understand. However, I have heard on the bus, I heard someone talking about it, and they said, we work hard, we play hard. And I think it's almost a coping mechanism as like, they've worked so hard, they're so stressed, and a way to kind of escape temporarily is to get to that point.
And there could be a little rebellion factor, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe you weren't allowed to do this in high school. You're
totally.
In college now. I'm totally going to do this on my own.
But if I'm totally out on my own and want to do this on my own and I run as fast as I can into a wall, I fall down, I knock myself out, and I don't feel very good. Why do you do that?
And people wake up and have no idea
what
where their phones are, their wallets are,
and
they find them across, like, campus.
I was on a
dangerous.
Sunday morning drive-thru on campus, and I saw three girls with that walk of shame, where they're holding their high-heel shoes and wearing a guy's shirt and all that.
I don't quite understand the abuse part. I can see loosening up and woohoo and let's have a beer. I can get the loosening.
I
don't understand the mentality of let's really go to where I'm throwing my guts out and I feel like crap for 2 days. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. So I would say in my late and advancing years, these are pretty unhappy, deep core people that are searching for a lot in life.
I do think that is part of it. I think that it's almost like we each have a cistern and everything that is at the very bottom of the cistern and needs cleaned out kind of gets you get a little view of that when they're at that point of drunkenness.
They're sad.
They're sad.
A lot of them cry.
Yeah, a lot of them are at a point where they would never want to see themselves soberly. And like, if they were sober, they would never want to see themselves at that point. And maybe it's kind of a denial thing, accepting that they are at that point.
Well, there was a, you know, in my drive, what do you call it, the drive when I'm with the police?
Uh-huh.
I'm riding with them. There's a kid that walks right in front of the squad car and stops and says, hit me. Right? So he's so drunk, he doesn't care, and he's that sad. That's just sad. This is so sad. Okay, ESPN 93.5, 752.
Oh, yeah.
Get
I mean, getting all caught up in Gracie's
insight. Well, no,
it's thank you for sharing on ESPN 93.5.
And by the way, Gracie's doing these devotions on Christian FM.
Yes.
And you send these out every night to folks? How many people?
I do. We're up to a little bit over 100
a
night.
100
which is
people
cool.
are getting your devotions.
And it's been multiplied because I literally started with one person about 8 years ago.
Wow.
And then just over time.
And so how long does it take you to come up with these?
Gosh, it ranges. It's probably a minimum of about 35 minutes.
Wow.
And a maximum of about an hour 45.
You know, people timestamp when you go to bed with those now. They always come up to me. Gosh, she stays up late.
I know. Well, it usually you can tell based off of what's written how long it took me and what I feel like the message needs to be for that night. And I'll pray over them and hopefully it sets with someone.
That's awesome.
It's fun. I really enjoy doing it. I
wonder how we could stop the drinking culture. And again, I'm not anti-alcohol. I'm anti-illegal drinking, and I'm anti-abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, if you're 21 and you're old enough, you want a glass of wine, then you're just never drive and stuff like that. But I don't understand and it's everywhere.
And it's also, a lot of it is following the crowd, but also,
you said some people change in 3 weeks after Rush. Because they've been so influenced.
And it's not even by alcohol. They have to become this certain person in order to get into the fraternity that they want to get
59
in.
59 fraternities, 38 sororities, over 30,000 undergrads at the U of I involved in the Greek system.
It's our buddy Troy Lands. Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Diane's with me. My daughter Grace is here this morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. Doing well.
What's on the docket at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing?
Well, we started our furnace tune-ups for the fall, and along with that, we do some of our plumbing tune-ups as well, and getting those furnaces checked out, be sure that they're not cracked, they're safe. Any unusual wear and tear, we can make you wear that and get it tuned up and running as well as possible with what you have.
Yep, and you can all say, watch out for this. This might be something we need to really look at next time. Just kind of stay on top of it all, right?
Right, proactive versus reactive, because reactive is never convenient. I'm not sure why, but that's just the way it works.
Yeah, and you still have that 8 to 8 same grade rate, right?
Correct, yep.
What does that mean? I call you 2 a.m. and it's the same as I call you at 2 in the afternoon?
That is correct. We will not penalize you for having to go to work during the day like the rest of us.
All right. So how do I get my furnace checked? Is Nathan calling me?
Yep.
All right.
And if you're not in our club, we'll call you if you're in the club. If you're out of the club, you call in, and we'll put you in the club, and then we'll call you the next time.
I'm a clubber.
That's right.
Yeah. The Comfort Club.
Discounts.
Yeah.
Lovely service.
I wear a collar and nice pants when I see you, my friend. Oh, yeah. All right, how do I reach you?
1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LandsInc.com.
You're a good man, Troy Lands. Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing is a good guy. Does a lot of philanthropy in this community. Okay, 5 till. Again, Cub game tonight, 7:08. And you say, oh, Stevie G, I thought you were a Cardinal fan. Yeah, but now I'm a Cub fan because we have them on US 105.9, and now I'm rooting for what I have on the air.
Sure, it's part of our company.
You bet. And so I'm rooting for the Cubs.
In fact, Ryan from Fisher said he's a Cardinal fan, and he says Cubs got this.
I don't know.
And then says not a fan of Harper.
Bryce Harper is going to get $40 million a year. After next season, somebody's going to pay him $400 million. It'll be the biggest contract ever. And yet, I look at him and say, he's just a man. He's a good player. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I don't know if I'm an owner of a team, want to go out and pay him $60,000 per at-bat, whether he strikes out or hits a home run. It's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're coming right back. ESPN 93.5. We're talking with Habib Habib from Benefit Planning Consultants. Identity theft is huge right now, isn't it?
Identity theft for you, for your children, medical identity theft. People get medical services based on your name, all kinds of things. If you have any value in your, any property of value, any accounts.
All right. Tell people how they can get hold of BPC. How can they get enrolled through Benefit Planning Consultants?
This would be a voluntary employer benefit added. So the employer can call BPC 800-355-2350 or bpcinc.com and they can submit their request for us and we'll call them back.
And what if I have a very small company?
There's no minimum enrollment virtually. I mean, two or more people. And so even if a small company can do it, no cost to the employer, employees can save more than going to LifeLock direct.
Does it cover family members or must you add them individually? Or can you add them individually?
You can add them. So you can protect everybody.
Go to bpcinc.com or call 800-355-2350 now. Ensure your family is taken care of and your financial goals are met after you're gone. The experienced team of financial advisors at Busey Wealth Management can help you. This is a surprising number. 64% of people do not have a will. And over half of the people with children don't have a will. Folks, I think the state gets involved. Do you want the state to get involved? Who gets your kids? You can do these things for very little money. Have it basic. If I die, my wife takes care of them. If she dies, I take care of them. And whatever we got, split by two or however many kids you have. Don't delay. Create your plan today. Some people don't like going there. They don't like talking about it, but you really ought to do it. It'll go really fast, and you'll be done. Make your wishes known permanently. Be open and honest with loved ones. Adopt the plan over time. And adapt it, and they'll make it very easy for you. Speak with their team of experienced financial advisors today, 1-800-67-BUSEY, or visit BUSEY.com. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee. Busey, 150th anniversary next year. I'm having a hard time leaving the drinking in Illinois alone since Grace is in here.
Mm.
But don't you get castigated and criticized if you don't go with the crowd? Don't you feel shamed in certain circles if you don't do it?
I think you can feel that way. I think it's up to you how you feel about it, and you have to go in with the right mentality in order to not feel that way because, I mean, people, are going to, anyone that stands a little bit differently from the crowd is going to be criticized in some way, whether or not that's in a drinking arena or not. That's just part of our world. Whether you're different or not, you're going to be criticized in some way just for being different.
Well, so I think he's going to be your circle of friends.
I definitely think that's a big part of it. And I think it's hard to find a circle of friends that doesn't include a group that maybe is pretty active in that environment. But that doesn't mean that's a group. The thing is isolating yourself is not the way to go. But it's also knowing that you can go and be with those people and be close with those people while still holding who you are to a high standard. Because I think in college we are surrounded by all these people and we think that it's okay to become like them. And we lower our standard of who we are when initially in high school we would have never imagined doing that.
You must be taken after your mother. You are so bright. I really appreciate those words. Great stuff. Thank you. We'll be right back with more. Diane Ducey and Gracie and me, Stevie J. The news now at 8 o'clock. ESPN 93.5. Good morning. You're